1-0343 Ferris Survival.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 10 through 13.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
American Freedom Network, and it's good to be back with you after being away for a few days and certainly having a chance to think about some of the things that are going on in America. Now, first of all, this is going to be an open lines program, so we invite your calls here at 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. Well, I was doing some traveling for several days, and I had time to contemplate is getting on and off airplanes how the American people are bamboozled by all the propaganda in the airports to believe that there really is a war on terrorism. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole thing is contrived. It is one of the greatest ruses ever occurred. First of all, any of you can check out everything I say, and you've heard me say this before, but we are paying for almost 500,000 men over in Afghanistan. 300,000 Afghan troops are trained or in training, 90,000 American forces, 100,000 contractors paid for by your tax money, 46,000 NATO troops, three-quarters of their salaries are paid by American taxpayers, and there are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda over there. We have over 500,000 men to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Now, you say that can't be true. It cannot be. I mean, it is illogical, but go up on the Internet and on your search engine, type in Leon Panetta, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or Barack Obama, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan, or General James Jones, 50 members of Al-Qaeda, Afghanistan. You'll find the articles there that'll verify the fact there's only 50 members of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We are putting out we are financing the salaries of, primarily financing the salaries of 500,000 men and women to combat 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Does that make any sense to you? And then who's funding Al-Qaeda? Well, go to your search engine and type in ISI, and for you, those of you who don't know, that's Pakistani Intelligence, funding Al-Qaeda, and you'll find out the ISI, Pakistani Intelligence, are funding Al-Qaeda. No, they're not the only ones. Of course, Saudi Arabia is doing that. Of course, you remember 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, so we attacked Afghanistan. But, of course, that's about as that is as logical as anything else. But then, who funds ISI? Well, you go to your search engine, you type in CIA funds ISI, and you find the CIA is funding Pakistani intelligence that's funding Al-Qaeda. So we're funding those 50 members of Al-Qaeda that we have over there. The whole war on terrorism is contrived. Why? Well, very simply, we need to convince the American people that everybody is a terrorist threat, so the American people give up their freedom. And no better way is that exemplified than going to the airport. You have to take off your shoes because a terrorist named Richard Reed had a bomb in the sole of his shoes. Of course, he honestly believed the bomb would go off. He obviously was working with people posing as terrorists who were government agents, in my estimation, because they built a bomb with C4 explosives in the soles of his shoes that could never go off. None of these terrorists who build bombs, most of them go off, but they would know that if you are going to build a bomb and use C4, you have to have blasting caps. You can't light up the fuse. Richard Reed was willing to kill himself and bring down an airplane to kill Americans, and he should spend the rest of his life in prison. Well, what about the people who funded the terrorists who built the bomb for Richard Reed? He didn't build a bomb. It was built by people posing as terrorists. And then they could use that incident to justify when you go through the airport, you are forced to take off your shoes. But it's all a matter of perception. The same thing now, of course, is the fact that you have to go and be x-rayed by the CT scanner. They had them all bought, paid for. They were waiting for the incident. And then along came the underwear bomber with a bomb that couldn't possibly be supposed to. Give us a call.
1360 AM The Lion is expanding their highly revered and successful health and wellness radio programming, and you may be the talk show host we're looking for. No previous on-air experience is required. We help train with production and airing of your own radio show. This rare opportunity is being offered to the right business who is willing to purchase our low-priced airtime to grow and promote their professional business on one of KHNC's longest-running and respected shows. KHNC has a proven track record of propelling health businesses into financial abundance and greater success through our established radio programming. If you are a dynamic health educator, have the gift of gab, are confident you can self-host, and you're a storefront business or service known for being ethical, professional, and caring, email your information and request an interview and pricing now at 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. This is your opportunity of a lifetime. That's 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com. 1360amadvertising@hotmail.com.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet? Or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space. Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
Well, we were just talking about how this whole world, this whole terrorist threat is totally contrived. I mean, there was the underwear bomber, and the underwear bomber, a young man who was talked into wearing this underwear bomb that was to be set off by lighting a fuse, but of course, once again, using C4 explosives that couldn't possibly go off. And of course, the people who built the bomb obviously knew that. I mean, we employ terrorists all over the world. This whole world terrorist movement is being funded by American agencies and by British agencies. And those of you who haven't read Lord James's testimony or statement before the House of Lords on the 1st of November of 2010, we actually have copies of the minutes of the Parliament for that day. As Lord James talked about how he was funneled literally billions of pounds of the terrorists in North Africa and to the terrorists in the in Ireland. But these terrorists were supposedly fighting Great Britain. But he did this at the behest of the Bank of England, and he talked about funneling billions of pounds to the terrorists. That's the IRA, who are killing British citizens, and of course to the terrorists in North Africa. Why would he do that? Well, somebody has to fund this war on terrorism. The communists don't have that sort of money to put out on it. It is being funded so we can have an enemy to justify taking away the freedom of the American people, because that's what it's really all about. This is all about expanding the government control of our lives. And the amazing thing is the American people are going along with this, because nobody's pointing out that this already started with the planned attack on the World Trade Center and on September 11th, 2010, but it was planned long before that. You go to the airports today, and there are interminable lines. Every place you go, there are lines. There are lines, of course, when you come into the country, there are lines when it goes through security checks. There are lines now, and what you don't know is they're beginning to collect biometric data. They want biometric data on you. How are they going to get it? Well, they've already gone around and lied to the Department's Motor Vehicles and all the states, buying your picture, saying they were represented private companies. But it wasn't true. They wanted to purchase your picture so they could have it on file. And your dossier and your dossier and the FBI has dossier on you, the CIA, DARPA, the Office of Homeland Security, they all have dossiers. They are being all coordinated at the fusion centers. But don't take my word for it. Go to the Internet, wonderful source of information, and type in government fusion centers, and you'll find out they're all over the country. And that's where they correlate or coordinate all of your dossiers. Well, now if you come into the United States, when you come in, why, of course, you have to have your iris scan. They actually have, and I saw that this last couple of days, a screen where you have to put your hand down so they get a handprint, and then another place where they can get a thumbprint on you. All of this goes into your dossier. And, of course, they're collecting biometric data on you and everybody else in America, everybody in the entire world they're collecting the biometric data on in the name of supposedly fighting terrorism. So basically, when did this war on terrorism begin? Well, we have an article that Richard Haass wrote back in 1995 or 1996, I'm not sure which, but we have the article out of the Belfast Telegraph. And, we have an article that was originally published in the Washington Post, which is an official organ of the Council on Foreign Relations. Now, the Washington Post article has disappeared. They have no record of it. The New American Magazine quoted that article a number of occasions, but we've contacted them to get the documentation, and even the New American has lost the documentation. But, of course, we were able to get it out of Yahoo, and they had a copy of the article of Richard Haass back in 1995, 1996 was talking about this war on terrorism and the long lines we were going to have in airports and in, to get into federal buildings. It was all planned ahead of time. There were a number of commissions talking about the threat of terrorism and how it was going to alter our life. And we actually have, and we used to offer a number of those various government reports. This was all prior to September 11th. But the plan for the long lines for the airports and the long lines for federal buildings, Richard Haass was writing about it. Who is Richard Haass? H-A-A-S. Why, Richard Haass is the man who today is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations. You go to your website, your search engine, and look it up. You'll find this is true. This is all planned by the invisible government that rules us today. They front for the secret society that Cecil Rhodes created back in 1891 to gain control of the world, and they worked on these ideas. They mature them, and now, of course, they manipulate the American people. Oh, we've got to give up our freedom. We've got to stand in those lines. It's all about protecting us from the wicked terrorists. But who is funding the wicked terrorists? The movement has always been funded by our own CIA. Read the book, The Devil's Game. Goes into the background of the Muslim Brotherhood, created in 1928 by the MI6, British Intelligence, and now funded in large part by the CIA. The Muslim Brotherhood is funded by the CIA. And yet, of course, they're the ones who just took over in Egypt. They're the ones who took over in Tunisia. They're the ones who will take over in Libya and in Syria. They already control Turkey and Lebanon. As we unite the Muslim world in preparation for the coming Great War, it's all contrived, ladies and gentlemen. And just as all during World War II, American corporations built the weapons for the Nazis and 100 American corporations were there, you want the documentation, we have it. I have the letter that William Dodd, Ambassador William Dodd, wrote to Colonel House back in 1936, asking about the 100 American corporations in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis, when, of course, there was no way to make a profit because there were exchange controls. You couldn't get any money out of the country. Now we know those 100 corporations worked all during the war, building the weapons for the Nazis. Why would they do that? Why, very simply, if you don't have a well-armed enemy, how can you have a war? And he did the same thing during Vietnam when the Russians were financed by America, was financed by the North Vietnamese, who financed the Viet Cong, who were killing our boys, and we gave them sanctuary, and we wouldn't allow anyone to bomb the ships that were bringing in the supplies, or bomb the harbor at Haiphong, the supplies that were coming into North Vietnam to kill our boys. We couldn't even bomb the rail lines leading from Haiphong, because we didn't want to destroy all those weapons. After all, if the Viet Cong didn't have weapons, how could they kill our boys going up and down Hamburger Hill again and again and again as we took the hills over there, the fortifications, and then abandoned them and then took them again and then abandoned them. And we killed 58,000 American boys. Those, of course, some of them were abandoned and left to the tender mercies of the Chinese, above the Vietnamese communists who now have most favored nation treaty status. And I wonder how many of those men are still alive. And I wonder how they feel about you Americans who really don't care. And if you doubt that's true, we have the official report put out by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on POWs and MIAs. Their report is available from Radio Liberty, totally covered up by the controlled media. Well, this is an Open Lines program. We look forward to hearing from you. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. But all you need to do is watch the videos of the Twin Towers and Building 7 come down on September 11th to note that that is just totally phony. Those were controlled demolitions. Watch the Twin Towers come down with that thought in mind. Remember the tops of the buildings? What happened to the tops of the buildings? The top of the South Building started to fall off. It was tilting almost 30 degrees to one side before it vaporized. It vaporized. It just look at the pictures, and you'll see the tops of the buildings are vaporized. They're not part of the clouds of dust, vaporized dust. I mean, those great clouds of dust you see surrounding the toppling buildings. How do you get clouds of dust at the top of the buildings with a controlled demolition? You get clouds of cement dust at the bottom of the buildings because the explosives go off. But how do you get it at the tops of the buildings with a pancake collapse? You'd get crushed cement, but you wouldn't get vaporized cement. And why were 1,000 bodies vaporized that morning? They've never found any evidence of them. How do you vaporize a body with a pancake collapse? You don't. That had to be the use of explosives. But you see, we can't let the American people think. And we've got to get them to react emotionally. They know exactly how to get the American people to relax. React, they know how to control their minds because they control the media, they control the entertainment industry, they control the educational system. And they repeat things over and over and over again. And anybody who tries to get the truth out is immediately characterized as a conspiracy buff, or always something is just confused. But watch Building 7 come down. As you've heard me say before, and you'll hear me say again, it was obviously a controlled demolition. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Go to the section on other videos on the Internet. It's a section you'll find on the homepage. Not videos, but other videos on the Internet. And scroll to the bottom of that section, see the building number 7. Watch Building 7 come down. See how the center of the building collapses first. You do that to take out the central support so the walls will collapse inward rather than fall outward. and then you explode the base of the building, and the building collapses in its own shadow, and that's what happened to Building 7. And since you can hear my four tape set, how did the buildings come down, or why did the buildings come down? We actually do an interview there with a man whose job it was to clean up after controlled demolitions. He was the day after the Building 7 came down, the very day afterwards, and he said it was 99% sure, certain, it was a typical controlled demolition. Well, if it was a controlled demolition, who brought down Building number 7? Well, obviously, it wasn't Osama bin Laden. He was never get into a building that was occupied by the CIA and the FBI and plant explosives. Somebody planted explosives in Building 7 long ahead of time and just collapsed the building at 5:20 on September 11th that day. Some people say it was collapsed because the plane that went down in Shanksville was supposed to crash into it. I don't know why Building 7, why they brought it down, but no question they brought it down. There was a gentleman who was in the building that morning, and he was part of the emergency team, but he was called, told to go into that building. He actually worked for the city of New York, and of course, when he got there, everybody had left the command center, and he and one friend were at the command center. They're all alone. Everybody else had abandoned the building. This was, I guess, maybe after the first building had been attacked, before the buildings had actually come down, and basically he described the explosives of the building and closed the stairwell as they tried to get out. Old stairwell, he was killed the day before the report was released.
Have you been dreaming of new kitchen cabinets? Maybe you want to reface or repair your current ones but think it's too expensive. Are you on a budget but know you need to maximize and organize the storage space in your home, basement, or workplace? What about you gun enthusiasts who would like a customized display cabinet, or those emergency preppers who want a hidden storage unit designed for that unique space? Whether you want quality custom design cabinets, specialty woodwork, or budget repairs, Custom Cabinet Shop can help you with whatever you need. High-end or low-end, remodel, reface, or replace. This family-owned and operated business since 1980 will help you design just about any project. Call 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook for your free quote and single on-site visit. Service area is limited.
If you're spending hard-earned money on supplements, you need to know about BioSuperfood because you're probably shortchanging yourself on nutrition and value. If you're buying products claiming to provide DNA protection from radiation, you're getting ripped off by inferior copycat products because there's no other product developed or researched like BioSuperfood. BioSuperfood is one complete superfood product that addresses radiation poisoning, allergies, arthritis, diabetes, high blood pressure, and other degenerative diseases. BioSuperfood helps digestion, decreases pain and inflammation, increases flexibility, improves heart health and brain function, it boosts your immune system, and even inhibits the AIDS virus and cancerous cells. It's an antibacterial, antifungal, and anti-inflammatory. BioSuperfood is not another supplement. It's a whole food and contains over 5,000 nutrients. Call now and ask about your special discounts on your BioSuperfood purchase at 303-257-7576. That's 303-257-7576 or biosuperfood@hotmail.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 6 through 9.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility, Article 1, Section 10.
Well, I stand back here at American Freedom Network. I call up the number this morning, 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. It's open lines. We'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. I was talking about the totally contrived war on terrorism that is being waged against the American people so we can give up our freedom, so they can collect biometric data on all of us in preparation for the coming world dictatorship, which has been planned for literally hundreds of years. It is the age-old plan of the secret societies to bring about a world government that will be ruled by the Antichrist. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524, and who's calling in?
Good morning.
Hello.
Stan, this is Maureen.
Oh, hi, Maureen. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thanks.
Good. What you've been talking about is a major tragedy in American history and certainly the signs of the times. If I may interject here, a slight change of subject, but it's about citizens spying on one another.
There's been a lot
of talk about that, and I'm holding in my hand an article handed to me by someone who lives in this community. There is a local condo community in the Denver area where a man has decided to appoint himself the local police assistant, I guess you'd say. This man has no official standing in the community beyond one committee chairmanship. That he has no authority, no power, except he goes out to various corners in the community and video records people either stopping or not stopping at various intersections, and then the police are called and citations are issued for these people who either don't stop or just slow down and go on. And of course pedestrian safety is very important, but I have to wonder then in this community, what next? It's like secret recorders under the tables where people are playing bridge, secret cameras in the restrooms, just who knows what it's like. And seven citations were issued by the community police. It doesn't say whether based on these videotapes or whether the police were just called to stand extra watch at this particular intersection, but in any case, it gives one, it's sort of like the beginning of, it takes me back to, you can tell I'm upset, Nazi Germany, 1933.
Well, first of all, you know, the difficulty is that most Americans don't know what InfraGard is, InfraGard. InfraGard, InfraGard, but they can go up on the Internet and look it up, and it is a FBI program of informers, and they have tens of thousands of informers, American citizens, and their job is simply to turn in reports on their neighbors, their friends, report them all to the FBI so that they can know what people are doing, and of course it's all done in the name of fighting terrorism or keeping down subversion, and it's all done in the name of securing us. Now, that is one government program. Most of these people are not paid. Now, I have no knowledge of the whole thing. I know this 50 years ago, 48 years ago, I was approached by someone from one or another government agency. To this date, I don't know which it was. All I had to do was go to cocktail parties and take notes and turn in regular reports on everything that was said at this cocktail party, who I talked to, what they thought, what their views were on various subjects, and I would get paid. I was to go back to Washington, D.C. to be interviewed, and I certainly turned down the offer. I had to an uneasy feeling that it was not right. I didn't understand all the things going on today, but I had at least a good sense not to get involved with that. This is 48 years ago, but that's entirely different than InfoGuard. And InfoGuard is different than the system of paid informants that the intelligence agencies here, and that is, of course, where they have literally thousands of paid informants, most of them Muslims, who are actually paid to go around entrapping other Muslims with ideas that, my goodness, we can avenge the great Satan or the slights to Muhammad, or if you really love Allah, why, of course, you'll engage in this war against Americans. And they convince these people that they've got to hate America and that they've got to set up bombs or do something foolish. They've only been able to recruit about 44 of them out of the millions of Muslims living in the United States, most of whom are law-abiding citizens, but they can always find some poor, unfortunate individual and talk them into hatred and tell them about the slights to Allah and to the Muslim people, and then they recruit them and sort of often get them trained or get them to admit that we ought to have a bombing, and they even supply the money to buy the bombs, or they supply the bombs, and then of course they record it on video camera or record it, and then of course then they're able to arrest this man. They've only been able to get 44 of these cases to trial. Of all the millions of Muslims around this country, and many of them have been approached with these ideas, most of the Muslims here don't want anything to do with it, but they have to have this perception. There's a threat of terrorism, and when you see this guy has been arrested as a terrorist, you know, because he was plotting and blowing up this, that, or the other thing, and this was identified because of an informant. The informant was the guy who put up the money, who talked the guy into it, and in most instances, not others. Some of the people might have wanted to do it on their own, but they never could have got the explosives for it. It would all have been simply an idea that was never completed. But this thing is going on, so that is one group of the paid informants, paid to actually incite the violence. Then the other group is InfoGuard, and that's readily available. You can even type in at your website, YouTube, Jesse Ventura InfoGuard, and certainly you can pull up the YouTubes of Jesse Ventura's program on InfoGuard. This vast network of law-abiding, patriotic citizens who really think that they are protecting America by informing on their friends. And, of course, it's just like they did in Nazi Germany, just like they did in Russia, and they're doing it here in America. And the fact that most Americans have never heard of InfoGuard simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. I share your concern, Maureen, I really do.
In this same community, I might add, the secret ballot where the residents are voting on the spending of millions and millions of dollars in bonded indebtedness, which will last for many years to come, the ballots had to be signed. So I'm saying to everyone who's listening, welcome to Stalag 17.
Okay, Maureen. Thanks so much.
Dr. Stan.
You can hang on afterwards if you want to. More than welcome to. Our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524.
This is Pastor Michael Golden inviting you to join the Voice of Many Waters congregation as we welcome Jerusalem-based broadcast journalist, popular speaker, author, and Middle East correspondent, David Dolan. Voice of Many Waters congregation will be meeting for Shabbat service February the 11th, 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at 3J's Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. Seating is limited, so you will need to arrive early. For more information, call us at 1-800-205-6245. A love offering will be taken. For Zion's sake, I will not be silent.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
This is the most important election of our lifetime, and conservatives across America are supporting Mitt Romney. Governor Chris Christie.
America cannot survive another 4 years of Barack Obama, and Mitt Romney is the man we need to lead America, and we need him now.
Conservative columnist Ann Coulter says,
I think it's going to be Romney. I think Romney is the strongest candidate, and I think Republicans want to beat Obama, and Romney is the best one to do that.
And Colorado grassroots chairman Leandre Golston says,
he is a proven executive, an accomplished private sector businessman, and a man of courage and vision. As a patriot, a conservative, and a person with deep affection for our Constitution and country, I urge and argue most fervently for the election of Mitt Romney as our Republican nominee and next president of the United States.
Mitt Romney, because it's time we start believing in America again.
I'm Mitt Romney, I'm running for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Romney for President Incorporated.
Well, and back here at the American Freedom Network, our number is 877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you have a question, comment, give us a call. It's open line. Maureen, are you still there? I guess we lost Maureen, so if you have a question or comment that you agree, you disagree, why, we would love to hear from you. And, of course, certainly hope that you will certainly want to get the information on this phony war on terrorism. It is phony. Remember the Times Square bomber? This was a very real threat. This young man really wanted to do harm to America. He really wanted to build a bomb and kill a lot of Americans. He traveled all the way to Pakistan, where he obviously contacted people posing as terrorists who explained to him how to build a bomb and taught him how to build a massive bomb that would kill all sorts of Americans. But they taught him how to build a smoke bomb that wasn't intended to go off. He didn't know that. And he came all the way back to America, and he built the bomb, and he parked it in Times Square, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It smoked. You do not have terrorists over in Pakistan who don't know how to build a bomb. I mean, they were obviously plants there. We have people planted in the terrorist movement all throughout the world. I mean, as we pointed out earlier, you can check it on the Internet. Just type into your search engine, ISI funds Al-Qaeda, or Pakistani intelligence funds Al-Qaeda, and you'll find Pakistani intelligence is funding Al-Qaeda, these wicked terrorists, and then type in CIA funds Pakistani intelligence or ISI. We're funding this whole thing. Why can't the American people see it? It should be so obvious. You can check it. You know, not everything on the Internet is accurate, but you get information the government doesn't want you to get. In fact, lots of times I'll go up on the Internet, try to pull down an article, and somebody's added something so it'll crash my computer so I can't pull down that article, because there's lots of things they don't want you to get. And they're doing everything they can to suppress the information. The last thing they want is for the American people to understand there's an invisible government that is using the framework of our government to establish a world dictatorship. Well, we obviously have a caller, and who's calling in?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. This is Janie from Northern Colorado.
Hi, how are you doing?
If you let me rattle on and then start where you want to start, it'd be fine with me. About three Thursdays ago or two Thursdays ago, you had a guy on that was talking about jobs and illegal immigration and how we can't get our own kids in jobs and we're... supporting the illegal immigration. And then you had Charlotte on for the deliberate dumbing down of America. You said somewhere along the line that day something about that the U.S. had signed on to the Russian education system, if you could talk about that. And then Mr. Wilson, who took your place Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he had Frosty Woolrich on. And Frosty really tied into that guy you had on that Thursday. I caught so little of it, I didn't get his name. And Frosty was talking about the exponential immigration into the U.S. and the lack of resources to support it, and all kinds of stuff. So,
all right, let me just take off from there.
And then one more. ICLEI, International Council for Local Environmental Initiatives. I was watching a bicycle program, and the people who were speaking on that program, they were talking about roundabouts, and they were snicker, snicker, laugh, laugh. You know, the whole point of roundabouts is to get cars down to the speed of a bicycle and to discourage cars by paying for parking, making it inconvenient to drive, fewer lanes, or they're taking out lanes. Anyway, there you go. You got four topics. I'll hang up and listen.
Everything is to manipulate. When I was away, Chris, part of the time I was flying on, and Chris, this was on American Airlines. American Airlines, part of the World Alliance, and that's their slogan. American Airlines, part of the World Alliance, and the whole idea is we're going to have this world government, and American Airlines is an integral part of it. And so many of the announcements on the screen were in both English and Spanish. Why are they in Spanish? Well, because they want a multilingual, multicultural society so they can play one group against the other. This is what it's all about. And so many of our, you know, call into AT&T, you have a question for AT&T, and they will say, do you want your answer in English or in Spanish? They want a multicultural, multilingual society. It's all part of a long-range plan. They don't tell you what this is all about, but this is all planned by the elitists. AT&T is part of this. American Airlines is part of it. Many of our large corporations are part of it because, of course, they were all created with money that was created by the banking system, by people who want this one world government. The whole idea was really laid out by Cecil Rhodes and Lord Milner and their secret society, and they decided that if they were going to control the world, they needed to be able to control banking, because when you control banking, you create money out of nothing. It's all known as the fractional reserve banking system, basically, of course, and they're able to simply leverage, they have a dollar on deposit, they can leverage and create $9 or $30 or $50 based upon that $1. They create money out of nothing, and they go out and buy up the media, which they've done. They go out and either buy or create corporations, which they've done. And then they can suddenly buy up the politicians, which they've done. And this is how they've been able to gain control of our societies, of the banking system. But it all goes back to this whole idea of they want a one-world government, and that's why we're actually bringing in all the illegal immigrants and bringing in people from other countries to do jobs here so that our own engineers can't get work, so our own trained people can't work. We're out of time.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, and here at Eric Network, and here's this the time when I need to remind all of our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd certainly could use your help. We've had a market cutback, certainly in the orders, the mail orders that we have, and certainly this is understandable. We know a lot of people are having financial problems. And they're all created. This whole financial recession has been created just as the bubbles were created. Everything going on today is created, is stage managed by what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, if you're in a position to donate to Radio Liberty or to help us, we'd certainly appreciate hearing from you. We're going to have to take a step back until we can get our finances back up. We want to maintain our core group of stations across America where our programs are heard. Remember, I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We work at this full time, but we certainly don't want to go any further behind than we have. We financed this thing initially to get it off the ground, and it was a very expensive proposition. We did it with our own retirement money. But we think it's so vitally important that you have access to the information you're not going to get through the controlled media. So right now we're just hoping to have this system pay for itself, and right now it isn't. We're going to have to drop a couple of our new stations. We just can't continue funding them, but we want to keep the core center of Radio Liberty going. So if you're in a position to help us, our number is 1-800-544-8927. We're coming up with new DVDs all the time in an effort to keep you abreast of what's going on, where you can get information on your health, because they have a program of poisoning people. They really want to kill off most of the people in the world. And if you doubt that, just go to Georgia Guidestone. Probably go to Elberton, Georgia, and see the Georgia Guidestones, or go to my website, see pictures of them. The stone monument put up by the Secret Society that talks about maintaining humanity at 500 million in constant balance with nature. But it's not just them that has said that. The Georgia Guidestone, Ted Turner, said the same thing. Recently talked about, killing off over 95% of the world's population. Dr. Eric Pianko. At the University of Texas, that's Eric Pianko. Certainly Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, speaking at the Gorbachev Conference in 1995, and my friend Barrett Schultz was there. I tell you can get all of this information off of the Internet, certainly just type in Ted Turner, killed 95% of the world population, Eric Pianko, and Sam Keen, kill off 90% of the world population. Georgia Guidestones, they kill off over 90% of the world population. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning your food. They're poisoning your air. They're poisoning your water. And, Chris, the hydrofluorosilicic acid in your water, which is used for water fluoridation, the fluoridation actually increases the incidence of heart disease. It increases, of course, the docility of the American people. But, of course, it's also used to target blacks because, of course, it increases the level of lead in their blood and ultimately in their brain. And a lead reaction, which, of course, has led to the increased criminal activity of the blacks. Nobody wants to talk about how the black brothers and sisters are being targeted for destruction in America and throughout the world by AIDS, by heart disease, by cancer. A lot of it's related to the lead that they get for putting the hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water supply. We're dealing with organized evil, ladies and gentlemen. So please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our vision. Thank you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
There was a man sent from God whose name was John. This man came for a witness, to bear witness of the light, that all through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of the light. That was the true light which gives light to every man coming into the world.